Sometimes the sessions are hot. Other times controversial. But it's never, never flat.
Check it out.
Locked in with all the shade, wit, and humor. It's the Young and Deviant Perspective. Catch a fresh episode of Pop Sessions every Friday on Central Radio. From Lagos, with love.
Hey, pop star. What's up? What's up? What's up? We're popping again, and it's Pop Sessions. We're back with more Pop Sessions for you. Today, we're not going to be doing our regular relationship talk and all that and all that. So, I'm sure some of you are actually raising your pom-poms in the air. And I'm co-hosting today with Queen Esther.
Gay, gay, gay. What's up, baby girl?
Okay, so to my left, I have a beautiful somebody wearing a red shirt and looking sweet.
He's not red, though.
Come on, introduce yourself, boo.
Taking lollipop.
Please stop. Please. No side talk.
Yes, right. Thank
introduce
you.
Introduce yourself, darling.
My name is Eniola.
Is that all? Stephen, introduce yourself.
I don't know. My name is Stephen.
Nobody was going to hype you anyway.
Mic drop. All right, guys. So today we're going to be playing a game of Never Have I Ever. Let's see who is the baddest on the podcast. So we're gonna be asking round. So starting from Queen. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
Never have I ever wear a bikini because I'm so fucking shy to start with.
Like skinny dipping is like swimming,
like
without
going
any
naked.
Clothes.
Yeah.
So you can't even wear a bikini. And you're like, how about you? I swear this baby's thinking it. He's thinking it. Maybe when I was a kid.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
That one is
I think I have when I was a kid.
Steven, how about you?
Music, can you go first?
I haven't got skinny dipping.
Okay. So I do that when I'm alone in the house. Just me. I just be there. When I want to sleep. That's the best time, man. Everything does relax.
Breeze.
The breeze can blow. I went boxers all day long. So
when I'm at home, I do the same thing. I just fan and lie down.
As in there.
Just stay there. Sleep directly under the fan. And make sure that it's light. And I mean, that's the best time.
Vibes.
After a good shower.
Exactly. And you just sit down there, watch TV or watch things on Netflix. Steven, don't make me want to go home. What's the next question, Queen?
Okay, the next question here is, never have I ever gone on a blind date. Has anyone?
Blind date?
I haven't really.
I've never gone on a blind date. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just realized that I have. I did not. My friend was trying to hook me up with the guy. It was her birthday. She was sick. She still came to the cinema to come and watch movies with the guy.
Alright.
So, like, yeah, I have gone on a blind date. How about you?
Did the guy come with the girl?
No, he came by himself. She came. Like, everybody just arrived there. And then we just went to watch a movie together.
I don't do blind dates.
Same. I don't do blind dates.
Because what if he's a serial killer?
Aside from even this serial killer, I mean, I don't even know you. I'll not just go out like that.
Just
except
show
to meet.
Up
except to meet at the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all right.
I would blind it. Jeez. Scary. This is our 2021 Nigeria. UAR.
With UAR. This girl and this man. Well, Alex. The people that are killing people all over Lagos.
Reducing our sugar daddies.
Well, Alex. Never have I ever creeped on an ex on social media. That means never have I ever stalked my ex on social media. Me, I'm in this boat. I will beat my chest. See, last week, I even still went to go and look at his Instagram. Rubbish.
Me too.
I will beat my chest and say it. I creep on my exes.
Things that it pays with that one can view stories on Instagram and you die. And the person will see that you're doing that, but I can't help
on
it.
On what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
No, I don't. I don't look at their story. I will just go to your page, check your progress in life, like the monitoring spirit that I am. And I say, thank God you are doing well. I don't mean it from my heart, but thank God you are doing well. Anyway,
that means that your exes were good. They were good to you, but you were bad to them.
No, they were. We'll talk about this later, Steven. Steven, have you ever creeped on your exes?
I don't have any exes. So I'm not creeping on anybody.
Steven is a virgin boy. A young virgin boy.
Try.
And
please let the youth learn from Steven.
I'm not a stalker.
checked on them. I don't stop.
Toby, what are you saying? Toby is trying to associate as purely fudging. Toby, Dav, Yawo. All your leg is inside Lagos. Don't let's open you on this podcast. If I open that, your phone,
are they
and
Twitter?
Start checking. I do you understand? Timmy Twitter, Tohun Twitter, Chidima Twitter. The Amaka that you were talking to.
It doesn't mean now. Does it really?
Please excuse me.
That doesn't. I mean, you can have so many girls' number on your phone and nothing.
I can have many guys' numbers on my phone and
just like you do. I mean, you have a lot of guys' numbers on your phone.
Okay, now that's fine. Alright, so next. If I hear you say anything about me being for the street after this,
it's a normal thing now. We're talking about stalking.
Move forward, please. Next
okay,
rubbish.
Okay, never have I been hungover.
I've never been hungover.
Me too. Like, there are so many
like,
things
I can drink, and I drink, this. And drink, and I don't get hungover.
I can't relate.
That's the
what?
Funny thing.
What?
I can actually drink like the whole night,
okay,
and then wake up in the morning, and I'll be fine.
Sadly, how I don't drink.
Maybe it's just that you've not really, you've not actually drank.
Do you know? I'd be like barrel sometimes.
Wow.
I don't get sleepy.
I don't drink, so I don't.
The only thing is that
hungover.
I get sleepy. I don't get hungover. I'm fine, literally. There was one day that I spent the night drinking, and I came here and I did exercise with Nana. It wasn't. I told her later that like I was fine.
So
the
what
whole
did
day
you drink?
When I slept.
What did you drink?
I had like Hennessy. I had wine. I had like white wine, red wine. Almost by the time I slept and woke up, when okay, I go home, that was when I knew that I had done exercise. My body was paining me. All my thighs, like no work. I never.
Speaking
like
of this wine of a thing, is it true that red wine makes ladies horny?
Ha. We'll talk about this after the podcast.
Okay.
And you're like, have you ever been hungover?
No.
Steven, how about you? Steven doesn't drink.
I don't drink. I can only be hungover on a lot of water. Like.
Lie rest.
That's never possible.
Yeah, it's possible actually.
Never have I eaten a carton of ice cream. Has anyone?
Yeah, I don't have ice cream by myself for full tub.
I have plenty times.
Do you understand? Well, on this table, it is shaking.
Instead of giving me ice cream, please give me chicken. I'll eat it.
Not chicken. Never have I ever gone commando. That means without underwear.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody here has done it.
I don't do that. Jeez.
You like
without singlet, yes. Because I don't even really like singlet.
Put on a pray for
Jesus.
Me.
I was so.
And you're laughing.
That's so uncomfortable.
He's like, I'm doing it now.
No. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Never have I ever shaved my head.
Head?
Yeah.
Who
how? Like?
Like
I've skin?
Never, yeah, like skin. I've never shaved my head.
I can never. I don't think
why?
I can.
Why would I do that?
Jesus. Maybe when I'm.
But my
when
head
I'm
has been
a
shaved.
Sugar daddy, and I want to, and I'm, I want to, I'm starting to have plenty beards. I cannot think.
That cannot happen in this life.
It choke.
So think of your next life.
Never have I ever kissed my best friend.
Why are you pissed?
I have.
Omo, these questions that they're asking is like at the end of the
why
day.
Why are you kissing your best
by
friend?
By the time you tally it,
my best friend became my boyfriend. So yeah.
Yeah, I've kissed my best friend. Like,
I don't do best friends.
You are,
so
you are just.
I've kissed my best friend.
This podcast is
like
evil.
Sometimes you just have to. Sometimes it's like, oh, like if I kiss you, like we have such a good vibe already. Like if I kiss you. And it's actually
is
good
this is
like
this
should
is
we not try and have a relationship?
God, I don't know why you kiss your best friend though.
You've
things
never
happen.
Kissed your best friend.
Never.
I have kissed my best friend, so it felt
why?
Good. Because
who knows? Because like, what if you're?
I'm
just
not sexually attracted to my best friend. That's
oh,
funny.
Then that's it. Like sometimes you might just be. It might not even be
sexually
like
attracted to
no,
your best
be
friend.
Like sexual attraction. It's just.
It is.
It
has to be something
like,
that makes
so
you kiss.
It's sometimes just mere curiosity. I mean, like, I kiss my best friend because of curiosity.
So you have
curiosity.
Sex out of curiosity
yes.
too.
I don't
the
do
one
that
killed the cat.
It's a lie.
It's like, it's literally curious. It's like
so wait,
curiosity can make you do anything.
No kiss is even different. Kiss on different levels here. There's kiss like 1 second kiss, and there's one that is
French kiss,
and there's another one that is on the cheek. If it's on the cheek, I mean, I can that one. I do that one a lot. Not even to my brother, to a lot of people.
Uh huh.
But there's one kind of kiss that used to go very very long. Like, it's going to
no,
be very long.
No.
Yeah, so if it's that one, like, that one second one, man, that was not kissing. That's just, it's just like you're using your hand to touch your hand. That's like this. I mean,
voila. Then that means I've not kissed my best friend before now.
Yeah, that's not kiss.
I mean, let's move on, please. So never raised. Have that's, I ever.
That's this daddy and mommy play. Chema, you guys do.
Let me just wear my Agbada baby. You say never have I ever ghosted. I still never wear my Agbada baby.
Ghost.
As Lazy Ella said yesterday, sometimes you don't need closure.
Ghost on which level, please?
Like, as in, like you're anyone, talking to like someone. Anyone,
your friend, your neighbor.
Somebody that's crushing on you. Like, you're talking to someone and all of a sudden you just kind of lose interest in them. And you're like, you've ghosted people before.
A lot.
Plenty.
Oh, yeah, fine, girl. Oh, boy.
Like, most of the time, actually, when I ghost someone, it's basically for two reasons. Either you are irritating me highly, as in you are irritating me and I don't know how to tell you that. Yeah, irritate. Like a lot of.
It doesn't make sense to ghost someone. It doesn't make sense. Imagine you are in the person's shoes. How does it feel?
No, please. Like you know that you are irritated because I'm going to tell you. Like
if you tell the person that
you are doing, you know, to tap,
and the person continues doing it,
bro, I'm going to ghost you. And then if I catch feelings,
that's not ghosting.
You,
that's not ghosting.
I dey ghost fire. If I catch feelings like this, and I know that there's a possibility that this thing will not work, my ghost is straight.
So Steve,
Marty the Danny Phantom.
I can't talk to you if I don't have interest in you. I can't talk to you. I'm sorry. So. I'm talking to you because I have interest in you. I mean, like, I don't even ghost except you ghost me. But people that ghost me
comes back.
They funny enough, they always tend to come back.
See, they always come back.
Like rest.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm not bragging.
Rest.
I'm next not bragging. Question.
Rest.
Never have I ever farted in front of a significant.
Stevie looks like one to do that.
I do that a lot.
Of course.
I could just release
them. I do that and then I hold the person so I will smell.
Steven, you're horrible. That I got your girlfriend. Gee. Yeah, never have I ever gotten a tattoo. All of us here are very tattoo free.
I have tattoo.
I actually have a tattoo.
You do?
Wait. It's not that's not tattoo. You do have the tattoo on Lali. That all you're doing is Lali.
Oh my god, Steven.
I'm screaming.
Never have I ever peed in the shower. Who doesn't do that?
Is that even a question? I mean, never have I ever peed in the shower. Everybody has done it.
I don't understand that one.
Like, never have I ever peed in the shower. Like, pee like urinate.
You pee in the shower.
Why do you pee in the shower?
Ah.
Why do you?
Steven is the exception to the rule.
Wait. You are bathing and you want to pee. And you now pee inside there.
Uh-huh. I know.
You guys are bedwetters.
Oh Jesus.
What are you trying to say?
They say all of us in this place are bedwetters.
Steven is actually guilty. He does it.
Steven.
I used to be by me when I'm back with you.
The next question.
I'm still the person behind the door.
That's not true.
Okay.
Next question. Okay. Never have I ever peed in the pool.
I have.
As a child. Very well.
As an adult.
This is wickedness. And you are driving that water.
Steven said it's wickedness.
That's wickedness
people
now.
Drinking the water. As in, that's why I don't like
but, drinking. But,
you
might
as
well
get drunk. I mean, like someone drowns out of water. I mean, and you are doing it.
It won't be a full pee now. It won't be like long. What's that called? This 1 second.
Oh no, speed.
I pee in 1 second. Who is this guy?
Fam, when I was
small, I know you cat.
Like, cause they'll tell you that once you start swimming, don't come outside. And if you actually go outside, it will take a long time for them to put you.
I think when I enter the pool, so it's very, very, it's not good. Jeez.
Exactly not good.
And it's wickedness.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's wickedness. Anybody that pees in the pool is a wicked person.
Continue talking.
We drink from the cup of wickedness daily.
Why are you pointing to me?
it just happens now. Sometimes
I say I'll make sure not to go swimming with any of you.
I don't go now. Who wants to go swimming with you before?
As an adult.
Please tell me the pools that you go.
I don't see the pool as an adult now. You're not making me.
This guy says
he
does it.
Is Eniola that does it?
Eniola is wicked. says she lives with lollipop. Wicked. Living wicked.
She has this from the cup of wickedness this morning. It is overflowing. Sure. It is plenty. Never have I ever slipped into somebody's DM. Mm. Please lie and say, Steven, lie and say you've not done.
I've done that before now.
Toby just made one stupid face in that question. Toby, if I stone you with my shoe, just last week I watched you sliding into an influencer's DMs. Don't cap, Toby.
I actually didn't like influencers.
Don't cap, Toby. We're not allowed to mention the thing.
The first time I slid into someone's DM,
I was
begging for shoe.
He said I was begging for shoe.
This guy has a lot of shoes.
But I think
a lot of mad fine shoes. I was like, but that was like first time I had Android. I started using Android, so that was like first time. I was like, guy, please can you give me?
Did he give you any shoes?
Depends if you reply. He didn't reply. Oh my god.
So like with this letter, I'll go and delete.
I won't delete it. I left it there now.
Fam.
I asked for a shoe from you now. So when I blow tomorrow,
I have evidence. I get you.
Like, I asked for a shoe.
Yes, now.
But I think the context of this thing is like, have you ever slid into like someone's DM? Yeah, to like
yes,
chat
now.
Them up.
That one is very rare, Shabu.
And you're like, cast yourself.
Ah, no.
You never done it.
You like, saw your message to Faust yesterday.
Wow, Alex.
What did I write? So, yeah. Continue.
Wow, Alex.
This is going to work, guys.
And now, continue. Say it now.
I can't say it.
And you show us the proof.
Sorry.
Funny enough, I still slid into someone's DM yesterday.
Is your lifestyle now?
Nisi. I was about to say Nisi.
No. The funny thing is, he put on his story, toast me. And I just toasted him.
Oh, my girl.
Like, things like that. It's just
like, shoot your shots.
Do you understand? It's fun.
You may have a question. No.
It's fine that he's younger than you.
Oh, yeah, ask Steven.
Let's continue. I'll just send it back.
Okay. So, we're moving forward. And the next question here is... never have I ever broken a bone.
Never.
Oh, never.
Yeah, well, maybe I broke my nose when I was small.
Ooh.
I would not know
that much.
Because there was this, like,
I can't even see it.
When I was small.
The doctor had fixed it.
We did not even fix it or anything. So my sisters and I were playing in my mom's car. And I was upside down and then they pushed me. So my nose hit the jack.
Damn.
And then my nose started bleeding and bringing out water. I could not tell my mom because she had said... nobody should play rough. So like
this same, I could not tell my mom thing. It has killed someone before.
Fam, it not kill me. It was really, really bad.
I went to the test.
It was actually really bad because I was struggling to breathe for such a long time. Anyway,
I think anything that happened to you, it's your fault. Do you know? And you like, you died at that point. You're going
I
to
know
air.
Now.
So you're ready fire. To die.
I could not tell her. Do you understand? You know your mom
I
tells
know fear,
you, don't do something.
Your
and
mom,
you now
because some African parents, you get hurt, they'll still beat you on top of the hurt.
Of the kid. Because my sister said she'll tell you that
about that.
That will beat you. That if you cry, I will beat you.
You still cry, they will beat you.
If you vomit, I will beat you.
I saw a meme about
shout out to all the African parents.
I love you, mommy.
I saw a meme about that, Joe. That's when your mom says, "Who stole that meat? Don't if you lie, I'll just tell me the truth. I will not beat you. Then the guy just says, "I'm the one," and then
you're dead.
They will beat you, fire. See, so you're now stealing. Problem. Okay. Never have I ever had a crush on a friend's sibling.
Why not?
I don't think I've ever had.
I have one.
You have too many crush hands.
Right? You crush.
I don't think I have.
I have.
That's too many things going on for you, Nella.
I actually don't think
I have.
Like, this is the first one.
So,
like, I don't think I have.
I have, but it was funny.
Tell us.
Did you talk to her at some point?
Yes, now. I'm telling you, if I have a crush, I would definitely talk to you. I'm not the kind of person that's hiding my...
Hiding your interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So like, it's a friend. Secondary school days.
Never have I ever had a crush on a teacher.
Jesus.
I
had one teacher.
I've got a couple of my secondary school like this. Hey. Omo.
Guys,
let me not cast myself.
Cast yourself.
I can't talk. And he was very friendly.
So exactly, this guy was tall.
Hug you. Ah!
I've had friends
sit
that
sit down with babes and be distant in the evening.
Yeah, I've had friends that fantasizes about kissing their teachers, especially coppers. See coppers, hear them.
Those coppers.
Nadem usually give people belly for school.
Oh my god.
You guys that's what he's capitalizing on, because you guys are crushing on them, so he can.
And now
he can do and undo.
Take advantage of the situation.
But
you
this
not supposed to be an adult and, you know, say no to temptation.
Do you understand? Like, he should be responsible.
He should be more responsible
instead of capitalizing on the situation. And the girls not capitalizing now. He's capitalizing on the situation.
You are throwing yourself all out to him.
It doesn't matter. You should
people
be
don't think
to
like
say,
that. After
you're
over 18. I mean,
most secondary school girls are under 18. Is that not the problem that R. Kelly is in now?
Okay.
Is that not it?
Please be careful. Please do not throw yourself at any other person. It's not everywhere. I mean,
never have I ever been in love.
But wait, please now. Let me talk about my
own. Oh, yeah, talk about it.
I want a teacher crush. Hey, her name is Miss Fumbi. I can never forget. She's
the
very
fair. The
worst
thing is smiling.
Hope Miss Fumbi is hearing you, though.
Miss Fumbi, she's married. She has been married when I was in school.
I'll go and look for her.
After she married,
I'll send her this
crush
podcast.
Dissolved.
You do not want what you could not have anymore.
I mean, we everybody knew our fiance, so.
Was it both? Crazy. And you probably beat you if you touch her.
I can't touch her now. She's older than me, way older than me. But
she's
like
fair. Older woman.
Not that distant. That age was too much. Jesus.
You're
I know now. She was just.
What were you looking for? What were you crushing?
She was just fine now.
You were admiring
what
her.
Is fine is fine. What is good is good. I mean,
well,
you can't change.
You could call it.
Where would I? How even run? It's not gonna be scary.
Okay, next question.
Best you never have I ever been in love.
Never have I ever been in love. Who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
If you're not, are you even a human?
Steven, tell us about your latest experience with love.
I mean, love presently.
I've been saying I love you, baby.
I have a girlfriend now.
And you're
so,
like,
I mean,
you okay? Tell us about it now.
I should tell you about my girlfriend.
Yes. Tell us about your romantic
experiences. Shout out to Steven's
okay?
girlfriend.
Tell us about your romantic experiences and stuff.
My jewel.
You know, it really saved her number as my jewel. Then on his phone, he has a reminder, love joys every day.
God,
love me, bye.
Guys, learn from Steven.
She's his wallpaper. Like, if Steven changes his wallpaper, it's to shoes. Steven will never change his wallpaper to another woman.
Baba God, I'm your
daughter. Steven,
Jesus, that's not bad.
That's
you
true.
You see, Steven will now post her picture on his WhatsApp status with hearts.
God, when
Steven said. I'm going to cast Steven very, very well. Steven said, I asked Steven, do you want to marry your girlfriend? Steven said, why am I dating her if you're not married?
Yes, no.
You people, this love too much.
Look now, they find this kind of love.
Steven Joyce 2022.
Steph Joyce.
Everybody just take a nap.
Everybody
just take a nap. Can we go to the next one?
Never have I ever made out in a public place.
Is it makeup? Jesus, makeup sounds very, very off.
He's like, we're going to skip this question.
No, we're not skipping. Please. What's not makeup?
Like, kiss
now, you know.
Why did you look like that?
I'm looking at the.
Lick your mouth and all that stuff. Eniola,
well, I have.
You obviously have experience with this. Come on, speak to the mic. Speak. Don't be there, we'll beat you soon. Eniola, come on, speak to the mic.
In a public place.
Yeah, I have. Tell us now.
Oh no, it was not.
What day, light or evening?
It's obvious. I don't even know why you're asking her. He's always eating over her face.
I will first stone you.
I mean, someone that is staying in like and in the hostel. I mean, at night after lectures.
Oh, during.
What? That's a very odd stereotype.
I went to school
it's,
now.
It's an
I went to school too, so I know what it is. Yeah. See, anything 7:30 till 11, girls are not in their house. They're outside.
And you're like,
this is true.
Guys.
This is not true. I don't know what you're talking about.
you talk about your school.
Exactly. Don't talk about.
Don't talk about that school.
It's everywhere.
It's not everywhere.
Not in Lagos. Your school is just here.
the most annoying thing is that Toby, if Toby is talking, he's probably basing it on fact, because Toby used to go to uni like
very well.
Toby, stop that.
See, Toby, I go to lag, baby. I have a lot of friends in lag presently, and I know what you guys can do. I know what you
all
lag
the best
you
friends,
the stabbers.
So can we go to the next question? Now that you guys have been called out,
have I ever gotten into a physical fight? Very well,
I have.
Very, very well. And I will. All the
what happened in your life?
I think the one I remember very well was GS1. This girl.
I know Queen can only fight for food.
No, I will just see you go on.
I think I was standing in her front, and instead of us telling me that I should leave her front, she just came and she hit me from behind.
That's the senior thing.
No, my mates. I slapped her face of all. Like, my hands washing on her face. Like, that day, they literally wanted to punish me that day. I was pissed off that. I was like, are you okay? Like, why will you have to hit me?
Were you thin and short when you were in secondary school?
I was very small.
That's right. They can bully you now.
Even till now,
you're not big now.
She's probably bigger than she was in jail.
Exactly.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure about that? No.
Yes.
Because I remember this as you were in that, you were in on Fridays for PhD.
You are not serious.
So I was so pissed though.
Mine happened in GS1 too, because then we were very plenty and there were limited chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
normally
guys
once you
guys rush into the hall.
No, once you sit, first you wish. Start though. So this girl, I sat on my own. This girl said that she sat there in the morning, so I have to stand up. Everyone was like, hey, this is not
how we want it.
Because I was small now.
Is this a senior thing too?
No, just one now. This girl pushed me.
Please.
So,
after this, we are going to mention the name of our schools.
So that was what happened though. But
how physical was it? Did anybody break nose? Was there blood?
Because even girls fight now. Slap.
There's no blood. That's not
every
fight.
Every time I fight, somebody gets seriously injured, and it's never me. When I was in GS,
because
I
fighting with things.
I fought with no, with my hand. I fought with one girl.
Oh, because
you
had
the next day, she was using neck brace. Like, she could not move her neck very well.
I know. Bone breaker.
God forgive me, but there was this time that I fought with my sister. After that, she started using glasses. Like, I pressed her eye.
I fought with my brother too.
Yeah,
still has his scar.
Do you understand? I fought with my younger sister too, like, when we were small. And I pushed her. She caught her eye on bathroom time.
Easy, you have almost, like, you have almost killed everybody in the family.
Till now, you look at the side of her face, the sky is still there. My mommy screamed at me that day. What would it have cost you to just leave? And when I saw the blood, then I started crying. We were fighting, When I just saw blood, I started screaming. I started crying. Thank God, they're going to kill me today.
I just hope I'm not off, because I've never fought before in my life.
My entire life. I'm telling you, it must be very nice.
My entire life. See how the fight is to go. I'll be the one that is making you angry, but you be pushing me and
angry.
I will run away. You cannot catch me because I was very fast when I was small.
Steven, even now,
I'll be the first person you fight with.
Bagan.
Okay.
What will you do? Please, you need to see this person that is talking. Our javelin is our toothpick. Our javelin is our toothpick here.
Yeah, good, Steven. Next question is, never have I ever met a celebrity.
I have.
In this place, we have over met celebrities. Thank you, Pop Central, for giving
even
us this opportunity to meet celebrities every day. And
I believe some of us say we have pride. Some of us, like, see a celebrity and like, oh, where's this celebrity?
I'm telling you, like, no cap, it's
doesn't
like
make
there are no
sense.
More people now. Like,
it doesn't make sense
like,
if you jump on a celebrity. If you jump on a celebrity, except the person is very cheap, he can drag you from there.
Like
the Davido story.
Now. Guys are always there.
The Davido story now. The guy that wanted to snap with Davido, even at the airport, Davido pushed the guy away.
Voila.
He pushed him away.
You see?
Burna Boy to walk somebody out of him. concert. I mean,
Burna Boy walked somebody out of his concert.
That's yes.
Oh
now.
My God! Do you remember that Wizkid brother? That guy jumped on the stage to vibe with Wizkid, and then Wizkid said, "You be woman." You be woman.
So just I feel like if you jump on celebs, it's too much. Yeah. And you can just me like.
And them, they are trying to know who you like.
Time I saw Davido, I was shaking. This is Davido. This is him just there. So, I mean,
you know they do you again.
It doesn't freak me again. I'm not even counting.
Okay.
Never have I ever snooped through somebody's phone.
Snooped.
Proudly. Yeah, I will say it. Once I start suspecting something,
even if I'm not suspecting.
I have. Them.
I can just pick your phone. I know people's passwords.
Okay, I think I have. I tell you what. I want to see that story. So. My phone is very off.
I will just pick your phone and check. I will pick your phone. I will even check your messages like with babes and I don't care how many babes you have on your phone. It's your guys. I will look for that group chat that you have with your guys. And I will go and say, I will read Then after that, I know that okay, this is what we're doing, Thank you. God bless.
Okay, next question. Steven has
so. So there was this night I was sleeping and then my brother was up to like midnight. I was wondering what he was doing. I actually thought he was doing Yahoo, but no, it was not. So I got his password and I went through his browser history to know what he was checking over the night. And
your younger brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is what we all know I was doing over the night. In the middle of the night.
Can you speak? I don't understand.
Speak in plain terms?
Can you say?
We're watching porn.
Hey!
Wow.
So I remember the person I just studied. I was like, what?
What is all this?
The history was long. I was like, guy, ow.
Curiosity.
The history was long.
I love the phone. I love the phone.
Are you okay? What's that?
The way I felt after doubting, I just locked the phone. I looked at him when he was sleeping. Like,
Korean phone. Really? Who watches Korean phone? Korean phone.
I think that's the later. That's the later. Snooped through somebody's phone.
Like I think otherwise, the last time I even snooped through somebody's phone was my sister's phone. So she was talking to somebody that I know and I wanted to know what they were talking about, but she refused to tell me what they were talking about. So I now waited for her to sleep and I unlocked her phone. By the time I found this thing, I was just like, come on, there's no point, I'm not interested in reading this thing again, and I left it. I was not like, so why did I go through this entire stress of waiting for this girl to fall asleep? Then you understand, like I now started questioning myself, like, are you actually normal? Are you really normal?
Water and mind your business.
Do you understand?
So, next question here. Never have I ever had a surprise party thrown for me.
You've not thrown me any surprise party.
Please, my birthday.
I have. You have?
Oh. Tell me about it.
I was actually surprised on one of my birthdays. I was expecting a surprise party and they didn't surprise me with the party. So I was surprised that I was not surprised. I don't know if that fits
it or makes
if,
sense.
If it counts
you were
as
shocked
yeah, I was shocked
that
I was
not so little.
Because I was legit, because they were making plans. I called them making plans. So I just thought like, oh, more these guys want to throw a surprise party. Oh more.
Yeah.
Everywhere boss.
They did me head. Don't fucking
cause
kill.
I like the box.
Bruh, I was so surprised. I was still waiting at night. I was like, yo, let me not sleep.
Yeah. That's so cute.
The next day nothing happened still. Like,
but they surprised you.
They gave you a bad surprise. Okay. I think this should be like a last question, isn't it? Never have I ever screamed during a scary movie. Please lie and say that you've not.
No, I have not.
But not everybody
but not screaming.
When I watched I didn't even watch Chucky, right? My sister was watching Chucky and I just caught a scene. Because I don't watch horror movies. If I watch horror movies, I'm going to be awake throughout the night.
That's like, the point.
Half asleep and half awake. I'll be dreaming about evil things. I don't like that. So I caught a scene in Chucky. And the way I screamed, my sister was like, is it not just small Chucky that we're watching? why are you shouting? If you watch the one that is worse than this now, what are you going to do? Ha.
Some people like legitimately like horror movie. I don't know how
like
they do.
I don't understand how people like horror movies. Can't just.
And I prefer to watch them.
Horror movie is best if you watch it with someone close and you guys are going to sleep together.
Do you understand?
You watch it alone.
If I'm having bad dreams, I can hold you accountable. I can hold you by this thing of your shirt and know that, yes, we're in this movie thing together.
So, last question, please. Never have I ever told someone I love you without meaning it.
At this point, I think I'm clocking out because it's as if I'm the word. This never have I ever. They just brought it out to expose.
Yes, I have.
I think everybody has. Inela, have you?
Yeah, I don't say I love you like that too.
So what do you say? I like
say
you.
Anything.
So instead of saying I love you to people now, I just say I like you.
I like you as a person.
If I say I love you, that means I legit love you like that. So I just don't see the word anyhow.
Like literally, if you tell me,
I wish some people
now,
can do that often, because these days I love is like
it's
water.
Like water.
Okay, so next question: never have I ever kissed a friend's ex. Steven,
I know that Nola has done that one before.
The contemplation on your face. You've never. Queen, why are you sitting here thinking like this?
My friends have kissed my ex.
Your friends have kissed your ex.
Wow, you need
my ex. Your circle is. What's her name? Queen, your circle is very, very wobbled.
You need new friends.
I don't
have that. Wait, when you guys were together?
That was when I was in school.
When you people were together?
No, like my ex.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
They were literally crushing on my ex. They were jealous. They even broke us up.
Wahala.
Yeah. Friends are back.
I can imagine. Wow. So you are at that stage in your life. Hey, this God is too much. Isn't he?
I swear. Next question.
Okay, next question. Never have I ever been called a player. Toby,
your chair doesn't have legs, so you're not shaking anything.
If I stone you, Toby, your life will change for the better. Toby just be sitting here capping all day. Cap.
El Capo.
Do you understand? Never have I ever been called a player. And your la, I see it in your eyes.
They've never called me player before because I don't shoot my shot.
Back in the days, they would have called me that, but now I am loyal.
Just raise on that lawyer.
Oh.
Rest on it.
I'm loyal to my man. I've
been called a player, but then I didn't even have a boyfriend then. But get people
so
you're
not a player then.
No, listen, they were thinking that I had so many boyfriends, but deep down inside, I knew I was innocent.
But this was school days, I mean.
Yeah.
I said your school days was very interesting. No, what school did you go, please? Your school days are very, very good. Though. Do you
very,
mind
very,
going
very
back?
Summer.
No, I don't want to.
Oh.
Very, very summer boy. Never have I ever traveled solo.
That
traveled by myself.
I have friends.
I have.
Why
anybody
would I do that?
That says come to Ilorin for the weekend, I have to tell them, my God, not allowed. I bind you. When I enter this thing to where I don't know.
Why do you travel? Why do you travel with? I mean, I can't travel alone. If I travel alone, Jesus, that travel, I'm going to sleep inside the bus.
Throughout, from beginning to
that
end.
I've traveled, so that was when I was going for an audition. I didn't want my mommy to know. So I went.
Why didn't you want to
play? This is Chidima, people.
I went from Owerri to Calabar. That was my first time in Calabar.
Why did you not want your mom to?
I'm not allowing it to go now.
Are you sure you went for an audition? Okay, like Sugar Daddy audition.
No, like
Stevie.
Voice, shit like that.
Okay.
Singing competition.
And you're like, we travel solo.
No.
We're not talking about traveling from your house to your school, like traveling out of the.
I said no.
Okay.
Are you sure, Inyola? Do you know what this just made me remember? Remember one story that came out, like probably during lockdown, about one babe that they were looking for.
That was
the one you need, stupid
you
like
know.
I don't
know.
They now found out. They said that Boya should went to Abuja for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
that girl is lying.
Like what?
You did almost the same thing. Now you travel all the way from
Calabar.
I found
that my boyfriend. I was just really like, what's this?
I didn't
parents.
Go for something bad now.
But you didn't tell your parents, you see the same
my
thing.
My bad, but nothing happened to me, so.
Ah, Omo.
Okay,
yeah, consign
you.
They go anywhere.
Like, they have carried now, thrown you now. Nobody to man our MCR.
Another babe that said that she was traveling to this thing, Abi, she was in school. Then, they now started calling that they've kidnapped their daughter. She and her boyfriend planned ransom. I'm just, fam.
Omo.
Omo.
Children of nowadays.
How are you going to have your boyfriend
kidnap
every time I remember those stories, I just cringe inside.
Honestly, our teenagers has really gotten really spoiled.
Are you not part of the teenagers?
No, we're not teenagers, we're adults, please. Whatever you want to call us, Steven, for sure not teenagers.
I know that you know, Queen is an adult.
What does that even mean? Never have I ever snuck into a movie theater.
No.
Who does that?
Is it as per you were too young to watch the movie?
You've done that one?
Yeah.
I've never done that one. I've never ever, like...
No, I pity your mental health.
I've never ever gone
into the theater when I was with like my sister and her friends. So they just bought the ticket for me now.
And they now say you are too young to watch
and
it.
Now, so I was like, who's that? They don't allow me. No, they didn't even allow me. What happened? I think they went to distract the guy that was in front of me. So I just walked in and I was like,
you guys need to stay in your last space. Honestly, never have I ever cheated in a board game or card game.
I have now.
Who hasn't? I only cheated when I was explaining to my little cousin. So I will frustrate, God forgive me. So I will frustrate.
Why do people cheat so bad? You cheat on young ones. You're even taking advantage of them.
It was too much fun. Like, I frustrated him. I thought he was to play checkers and I was now twisting the rules.
For your own favor.
Odun Baje.
That's not definition of drone. That's definition of
drone. Leave me alone, Joe. Leave me alone.
And you're not cheating everything, even in school. And
you're allowed, do you cheat?
I don't do.
And you're allowed, a saint.
Yeah.
The young saint, the girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Never have I ever. Steven, have you ever been to a bachelor party? Like,
no. I didn't even go to clubs.
I've gone for a bachelorette. Like, I threw a bachelor.
If I go, I'm carrying the camera. I'm just doing my work.
Chai. So you don't have fun. You don't want to have fun.
There are so many things I have not done.
Queen, get yourself engaged so we can organize a bachelorette for you. That is it.
Queen is not ready to marry.
Who says I'm not ready?
Who
I'm getting married next year.
I have not started dating now.
Who told you she's not dating
this one?
Okay, because if someone that has a boyfriend or you get that in a serious relationship, or are supposed to see and say, oh, this person.
I start posting
but
pictures
when
now.
This person is going. You go to beach yesterday. Go to this place tomorrow.
Do you know if I went to beach with my boyfriend? You and that guy.
Do you know?
With different guys that
which
I.
Which one is different guy? Let me show you pictures.
That can relate.
What do you?
I know that.
She
writes
in her forehead that I'm in a relationship.
Do you
or what do you want?
Her forehead is even very small.
The last beach I went with my boyfriend.
Get out.
So you I don't have
your
to
boyfriend.
Write it.
They've already introduced her to the family, Steven.
I have my pictures that I can show you if you want
to
see.
She is hearing. She has already been introduced to the family.
Mm-hmm. How many boyfriends have already been introduced to her family?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yay! I have seen 4 pictures.
This one. We're going to actually ask. Never have I ever been introduced to my significant other's family.
I have.
Been introduced?
Yes.
They know me already, so
they know me.
Why they don't go to Steven?
If we they count the introductions, then I don't do for this night.
I pity your significant other.
I don't have a significant other anymore.
When you have him, whenever you have, I just pity him because he has a lot. You have a lot to tell him. Make sure you tell him all these things.
I will just sit down and
because
we'll do story
out,
time for 2 days.
Because today I posted Nizi on my status and I think it was on my page or something. Almost everybody on my contact.
Steven, you are a dirty liar.
Industry girls.
Steven is a liar. You guys, Steven is a liar. It's probably only maybe one person that texted him. That how far you know Nizi rubbish. Steven, you're a dirty liar. Steven likes to lie.
How did dirty come inside?
You are a liar. You are always a big liar.
A liar.
Never have I ever played spin the bottle. I played spin the bottle.
What is spin the bottle?
Spin the bottle is like it's, you spin the bottle and then if you land on you and somebody else, like the person or you, you ask the person.
That's like two today now.
Yeah,
why not calling spin?
That's what they call it now. Oh, this Gen Z, that's what they are calling it now. They are calling it spin the bottle. No longer true today.
Next question. Never have I ever used a fake ID.
Have you ever? I've never had cost use a fake ID.
No, I've not.
I've never had cost use a fake ID. Like, I've never done it.
I'm too legit to do that.
Story. Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush. This is me. Hallelujah.
Why do you?
I've used my cousin's toothbrush.
Why would you share toothbrush with someone?
I think I've even used my sister's toothbrush.
Like it was a case of necessity. Don't let me slap you. It was a case of necessity. I forgot my toothbrush. They had toothbrush on hand. Will I not say I'm not brush my teeth? When there's toothbrush, then after that you can trash it. You can literally trash your toothbrush after that. But I'm going to. It's not what. Why would you use someone else?
Okay, stop. Can't your girlfriend use your toothbrush? Like.
For what reason is that?
Okay. Did you push leave me alone? Just leave me alone. Never have I ever gotten a hickey.
Yeah, celebrate me.
Don't be too dark for a hickey to show. That's the problem. But Toby told me a story about how he gave somebody's child a hickey. And her neck was very purple.
Virgin.
Yeah, what?
Purely virgin.
Dairy lies. Dirty lies.
Well, I have my neck.
Never have
I had to use
concealer to cover it up. Fam, same. I was literally at an ushering event, and then my sister just looked at my neck and she
wore a hoodie.
What's that? My sister just looked at my neck. I didn't even know that there was anything on my body. We're doing an event.
Are you high?
If I can get a hickey, she can get a hickey now.
Did I affair that now? Now it's black.
No,
really.
Well, like the same complexion.
No. This is fair.
Sure, that's not the question.
So please proceed.
Are you pained? I actually had to cover it.
I'm sorry.
That
so rest.
It was just so weird.
I'm sorry if I asked for the keys.
It's called a hickey or a love bite.
He doesn't know. Actually, he's not trying to.
They will suck your neck, eh? Then. It's now leave a red
like
mark,
a love like
bite marks.
That's close to PTSM. No. Why somebody bite somebody's neck? Are you vampire?
Hey God! Timmy said this bit. I swear, this is the part that went on social media. And you're like, this is the part we're recording for social media.
Why is somebody biting somebody's neck?
Jimmy said it's BDSM.
It's supposed to be soft. Why is it going to leave a mark? That was wickedness.
It's your wickedness. Wahala. You are scary. Never.
You can't actually give your baby hickey.
Why would I bite somebody's neck? It's soft bite now. Jesus. It's not supposed to be hard. I don't show mark.
Please, next question and last question. Never have I ever dyed my hair.
Oh my God.
Never have I ever dyed my hair.
Never.
I have. And I still want to.
I want
to dye red. Like, red is always fine on my beautiful head.
Cheese!